So it's a U.S. Senate race that gives us the latest chapter in the 2016 story of America, that welcoming land for immigrants. Last night in Illinois, during a debate between Democrat Tammy Duckworth, who is challenging Senator Mark Kirk, a Republican, listen for this sprint down the low road.
My family has served this nation in uniform, going back to the Revolution. I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. I've bled for this nation. But I still want to be there in the Senate when the drums of war sound, because people are quick to sound the drums of war. And I want to be there to say, this is what it costs. This is what you're asking us to do. And if that's the case, I'll go. Families like mine are the ones that bleed first. But let's make sure the American people understand what we are engaging in. And let's hold our allies accountable, because we can't do it all.
Senator Kirk, 30 seconds to rebut.
I had forgotten that your parents came all the way from Thailand to serve George Washington.
Ooh, Duckworth's mother is of Chinese descent but was born in Thailand. Her father, Frank Duckworth, was a U.S. Marine veteran who traced his family's heritage to the Revolutionary War. Meanwhile, in Indiana, former Senator Democrat Evan Bayh and Republican Congressman Todd Young are running to replace the retiring Republican Senator Dan Coats. It's a really close race for Bayh, who was also the state's governor from 1989 to 1997. Brandon Smith is the State House Bureau Chief for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Tony Arnold is the state politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Tony, Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to be here.
So, Brandon, give us a state of play in Indiana first.
Sure. Evan Bayh is locked, like you said, in a pretty close race with Republican Todd Young, which comes as somewhat of a surprise. When Evan Bayh joined this race in July, about halfway through the campaign cycle, early polling, though admittedly partisan polling, had him up 26 points. That lead dwindled down to almost nothing before he's sort of rebounded a little bit in the last couple of weeks. But that lead is still just outside the margin of error.
And what does that relate to? I mean, you've got Pence as the vice presidential candidate, but you also have Trump seeming to tank in polls, but not so in Indiana?
Not quite. The Trump's lead here has certainly narrowed, but he still has a lead, and I would say it's roughly comfortable. What it's really accounting for is Todd Young early and often went on the attack against Evan Bayh, and there seems to be plenty to attack. He attacked issues of Bayh's residency. Bayh has a couple of different homes outside of Indiana, in Georgetown and in Florida. He attacked issues of Evan Bayh's vote for the Affordable Care Act, for Obamacare, which is largely unpopular here in Indiana, despite how many people here use it. He's attacked issues of Bayh's time at the end of his time in the Senate in 2010, when he was apparently or seemed to be looking for a post-Senate job, and that may have affected his votes in the Senate. So there's been plenty to attack, and I think that has significantly helped drive down the polls for Evan Bayh.
Hold on there. That's Brandon Smith, State House Bureau Chief for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Tony Arnold, state politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. What was Republican Senator Mark Kirk thinking when he suggested that his challenger's parents came from Thailand to serve George Washington?
What was he thinking? I think that when he made the comment, there were a lot of people in the room kind of scratching their heads, trying to figure out what that meant. There wasn't an immediate reaction. And so, you know, Kirk has he's made several comments now over the last few years that have gotten him into trouble. Those have been referred to as gaffes. This one is not being referred to as a gaffe. It's taken as something much more serious, and Democrats have called this comment from last night that you heard at the top racist and offensive. And I think it's worth noting here that some of this that's come out as Mark Kirk had a stroke in 2012, and a lot of these comments have come since the stroke, which have raised questions over to his capability to do this job. Most recently, in the Chicago Tribune, the editorial board and its endorsement of Tammy Duckworth said that Kirk is simply he's not fit, he's not able to do the duties of a U.S. senator. And so there's been all sorts of questions about what the stroke has done to Kirk's mind, and he's been very vocal in that he is still qualified to do this job. It's actually made him a more empathetic person, which makes him he argues a more qualified person to be a senator now.
Well, we wouldn't want to certify that the Chicago Tribune's editorial board has any medical expertise per se, but given that, how is this race gone down? Is it very, very close? Is it Duckworth's to lose? What's happening in the last days?
Duckworth has had a lead in the polls that has shown, so this is one of those that Democrats, national Democrats, have seen as one that is very capable and likely to flip. Kirk's own polling has shown him much closer, but with the top of the ticket right now, and a lot of Illinois is heavily leaning toward Clinton, I think that Kirk's work has always been cut out for him. Kirk has done a lot to distance himself from Donald Trump, even running TV ads where he speaks in Spanish, and he criticizes Trump. And that feud is ongoing. Last night, Trump's own campaign spokeswoman, Kellyanne Conway, tweeted out the comments that Kirk made during this debate. And she said in her tweet, "The same Mark Kirk that unendorsed his party's presidential nominee and called him out in paid ads? Gotcha. Good luck." So there's no love lost here between the Trump campaign and the Kirk campaign. But I don't think that Kirk's own comments against Trump have necessarily gotten him a lot more further in the polls to get him over the hump to be able to beat Duckworth at this point.
So a struggle for Kirk in Illinois. Thanks, Tony Arnold. Brandon Smith, State House Bureau Chief for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Is there a Hillary Clinton number that suggests there would be a flip in Indiana?
No, there isn't. As much as, like I said, the lead for Donald Trump here has diminished over the last few weeks, as obviously all of the turmoil at the presidential level has gone on, Hillary Clinton has still struggled to get to that 40% mark. So while Donald Trump's win in Indiana may not be very big, which could help down-ticket Democrats a little bit, it certainly nobody here expects him to lose.
But is there a number that would help Evan Bayh win?
Not necessarily. This state is known for splitting its ticket, and there's a certain extent to which Evan Bayh's success will likely be independent of Hillary Clinton's here.
All right. Independence is the story for both states. Brandon Smith and Tony Arnold, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Brandon Smith, State House Bureau Chief for Indiana Public Broadcasting. We also heard from Tony Arnold, state politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago, home of the Cubs.